You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Cooligans, in the first segment, we go back to the JJ drama, okay? Jermaine Jones has brought us back in. We need to get to the bottom of what's going on with his personal life. Also, we got some snakes out in Philly that are a little mad at us right now. Okay, we hear the hisses. We're listening. So we try to sort all of that out, and we cover the MLS Cup playoffs.
Oh, and in the second segment, we've got another interview. More hip-hop, more soccer. We got CJ Green. This dude is not just a rapper, but he puts Atlanta United everywhere on his songs. They're in his videos. This dude's a huge, huge Atlanta United fan. Happens to be in New York, and he's coming through to bless us. And he's actually going to do a little song. Check out our YouTube. That and more on this episode of the Cooligans!
Hey, this is Alexi Lawless. There is nobody in U.S. soccer that is more important than the Cooligans.
Yeah, baby!
Yes! Soccer it is.
Come on!
Welcome to the show, everybody. Hello. We're
doing it live from behind the confined bars of Hackensack Meridian Stage 17.
Is that what it is? A prison now?
Under the wife's maid's tail eye, overseeing eye.
You don't even have a Hulu subscription.
Yes, I do. I just didn't watch the show because it made me sad. What was it? The maid's tail?
The handmaid's tail. Welcome to the show, everybody. This is your favorite Handmaid's Tale recap show with Alexis Guerreros and Christian Polanco.
That's right. You see, girl, what happened?
Welcome to the show, everybody. We are the Cooligans. We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host a soccer podcast.
It is 100%.
It is not only the funniest soccer podcast that you've ever listened to. It is also, what is it, Alexis?
It's also the gulliest soccer podcast.
So welcome to the show. Yes, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
We are the Cooligans. So
we're your hosts. We sit here and we chit chat with you.
We chat it all up because did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We went to both families.
Yeah, right.
My wife enjoyed her family. I enjoyed mine.
You said, okay, cool. Yeah. Why spend the time together? You've been together long enough where you like, you get it.
They're like, look, we tried the whole thing together once or twice. We did it for the wedding. Go ahead. You do you. It's also very difficult.
You have a little something in your teeth, by the way.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, you do. What is that, like a poppy seed?
Oh, man. Yeah, I was doing opiates outside. The old school way. It's one muffin at a time.
So what you were saying?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, they did it in the wedding. And plus, there's older people in the families now that can't travel as well. So we hop around to both families, you know?
Okay, cool. Ended up going to Newark twice.
Yeah.
Because I was...
We're going to have to... You went to Newark.
Newark. Yes. Yeah,
that's correct. Where you went.
The grand old town of Newark.
Yeah, in Delaware.
I went twice because I was mentioning it last week. My brother bought a house. And,
yeah.
So I spent it with my family. And then the next day we did like a Friendsgiving thing. So I was out in Newark.
Yeah.
N-O-R-K, right?
N-O-R-K.
Newark.
You were out in Newark. I did see it. Your brother your brother's such a proper dude. It was uncomfortable for me to hear him say Brick City.
Oh, yeah.
He said it the way a politician would if he was trying to, like, look cool to the kids. He's like, here we are in a Brick City. Am I right? That's what the kids are saying.
Yes. He announced his mayoral campaign on an Instagram story.
The cup he was holding would do a better job than most of the mayors they've had in Newark. That said, please vote for Mr. Polanco if he ever gets on the ticket.
That's right. So,
he'd be the third Polanco on that ticket.
So thank you again for listening, everybody. I'm in a good mood. I feel like that the we've had good juju.
Oh yeah.
Throughout just the last couple days, just a lot more people just are reaching out, sending
notifications
positive.
Are lit.
The notifications are on fire right
now. They're too litty.
Because we gotta hit up. There's so many DMs we gotta respond to.
Yeah.
All those nudes from all those nice fellas. thank you for those.
Thank you. Please stop. But thank you.
But we'll make sure we have a long list that we'll
also
get back to.
Also, the tone of the picture you sent doesn't match your avatar.
So we don't know which is fake, the avatar or the photo. I think we're being catfished. But yes, a lot of positivity around the Cooligans movement. We've had more and more people than ever being like, just sending us messages like, the Cooligans vernacular is spilling into their daily lives.
This is, and I posted this on my Twitter. These are my favorite reactions or engagement we ever get.
Yeah.
Is when someone, in this particular, is a gentleman who I followed back so that if we ever go to Kansas.
Kyle, right?
Kyle. I don't want to say his last
Orenberg,
name. Orenberg, something like that?
Nope. But okay.
Close enough. Kyle O. K.O. It's my homie K.O. He's going to start calling himself K.O. now. You know what it is, kid. K.O. is in the building. What up, my guy? He said to us, and I'll paraphrase basically, that he is a 35-year-old farmer from rural Kansas, and he knows he's been listening to Cooligans too much because he just used my guy appropriately in a conversation. And I just want to say, shouts to you, Kyle. This is exactly what it's all about. Put your hands together for this.
Oh, sure, of course. Yeah.
And shouts to the other dude who said that he used Gully also.
Yeah.
And he's a suburban marketer,
Yeah, because Kyle's a farmer. We got.
Look at this. They try to divide us in the society, right? Us city slickers and those farm boys.
Those agricultural.
Right? And here he is going, my guy. And you know the dude he's like buying feed from is like, what did you just call me?
No, it's just, look, it's this soccer podcast in New York. I'm like, oh, I don't know how to explain
it's
it.
It's a vernacular from New York City. You know, these coastal elites are getting in my ears, dog.
Yes. Well, the way we speak is definitely coastal elite.
This is your Ivy League coastal.
I love just the idea of anybody confusing us for any kind of.
Any elite in anything.
Elite anything, yes.
Elite in anything but eating, I think, is probably false for me.
So thank you all for that. And shout out, we did cross the threshold of the 300 reviews, so we're already at like 308. Let's go to 400.
Let's get to that 400.
If you haven't left a review, what are you doing?
I know. I mean, we know you're listening because we see the numbers of how many downloads we get, and we see the reviews, and that is starkly different. I don't know if that's a word.
Yes. So this is one of the reviews that I just absolutely loved. Super, super funny on iTunes.
And by the way, we've been getting some really, really difficult to pick funny ones these past few.
I know there's some people that are like, oh man, how come they don't talk about mine? Yeah. But like, there have been too many good ones.
Read the reviews podcast.
We have to make iTunes review show where we can just comment on the reviews we get because they're so funny.
That is a genius podcast.
Yeah, we might have to do it. So this one was from Game Over 1299, and then it says, an actual funny soccer podcast. All right, look at that. They're hard to find, right?
Wow.
Oh, look at that.
Which, by the way, shouts to all the other podcasts. All the other soccer podcasts.
So we got 5 stars, and he goes, he or she says, oh, look. A soccer podcast that is actually funny instead of tired, repeated lines about nipples. One of my must-listens every week. I'll probably be excommunicated. One of my must-listens every week, though, I'll probably be excommunicated from Memphis the next time I call someone my guy instead of Maine.
Maine. What up, Maine?
What up, Maine?
What up, my guy?
Excommunicated? I mean, that should be illegal. No. They should welcome. And you imagine we out in Memphis, people are using new words to talk to each other that we help influence. That would be the best.
I can't imagine that we're changing the way. Imagine all farmers just started calling each other my guy. Like the next Farmers Only commercial.
Yeah,
you see it.
Hey, my
FarmersOnly.com. Hey. I'm looking for one of those my guys.
Oh, this woman knows what she wants.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I just want to say real quick, Coochie Coochie Coo.
Okay.
Okay. Shouts to the name. We don't know if it's dirty or you're a child, but actually the review itself might reveal. The title is Gully Time with Dad.
Okay.
5 stars, right? From Coochie Coochie Coo. He says, or she says, this podcast is truly the funniest and gulliest.
Amazing.
All right. So already what we say up front now confirmed. Okay.
More cool. Get this for the children.
Yeah, we for the kids, bro. We, as my dad and I, love to listen to you every day on our commute to school and work. We always look forward to the next episode. Hashtag Five Stripe Life.
All right, shout out
in Atlanta. We're changing a kid's life in Atlanta.
Okay, you look so, you know. Alexis.
Also, is this a good dad or not? That's the question.
We have no idea. I think we're gonna
listen. Allowing your kid to listen to us, good idea or bad? I'm not so sure.
Leave a review and let us know.
Yeah, like if any kids out there are getting suspended because you listen to us, let us know. We'll leave a review.
Yeah, just talking to the teachers, like, yo, my guy, what are you gonna suspend me for? What? What I do?
Oh, what I do?
Okay, I'm just listening right here to a soccer podcast doing math class. What's your problem?
I know. You want me to get Gully in here or not? You know what I mean? I'm trying to get Gully on this math quiz.
Oh, that's just, you just a hater, teach.
Yeah, yeah. And I said, it's Mr. Cooch Cooch Coop. Calling me just regular ass Cooch Cooch Coop.
All right? Don't you call me by my government.
Have some respect. People might be listening. What's the mathematics, my guy?
So thanks so much, man. We appreciate the reviews. Let's help us get to 400. Why not, man? We're having too much fun here. So,
and if you got an idea for a funny review, dude, put it in there, man. We love reading these. You guys are absolutely the best.
Too fun. So,
5 stars. Say something funny.
A lot's happened, since last week. Because last week we were like getting excited about the second leg, the final, the Super Classico. We were talking about Jermaine Jones, and we're like, oh, we feel bad. You know,
It all worked out.
Last week they had broken up.
We had broken up. They had broken up.
And we were like, oh, we feel bad for them. Hopefully everything works out for them.
And then it kind of did.
There was
a post made. This is all on IG.
Okay.
By the way.
So look.
We don't have cameras. This isn't Big Brother.
You come to this show for the gossip and the gossip exclusively.
Oh, tea is being spilled.
Okay. So last week, if you listened, we opened the show with the bombshell of Jermaine Jones, obviously U.S. men's national team star, New England Revolution star,
Colorado Rapids, LA Galaxy,
Schalke Galaxy. The guy's a journeyman.
Yeah,
always he's gotten red cards everywhere he's gone.
Yeah, he'll beast goal against Portugal.
Exactly. So Jermaine Jones was going through some marital issues where he was very publicly accusing his wife of cheating on him.
Yeah, or extramarital.
Yeah, which is like, you know, you maybe don't talk about that on the internet.
Maybe don't put her on blast, but you know what I mean? Maybe it's a personal issue, but that's what the internet's for, right?
Yeah.
You put your feelings up and then be damned if you have millions of followers.
It was just crazy because there would be comments and it was like all former like MLS players like, yo, Jermaine, everything all right?
Yeah.
Yo, hit me up.
Call me when I'm not working at the dealership.
They didn't even DM him because he's not responding to the DMs.
He ain't responding to DMs.
He's like, I'm going off. I don't care. Right?
And I didn't know this. We followed him. We got in before the lock.
Yeah.
He's private. It's a private account now. So not everyone is privy to his goodness.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Only us and like 245,000 other exclusive members.
Very exclusive. Yeah, with a fine-tube comb. He went through your application.
It's like getting into the 40-40 nightclub. Yeah. Like, nah.
Very hard.
Very hard. We can only let 99% of the people in.
Yeah. So it's very difficult if you're that 1%.
It's a bummer. So. Yeah. So that's
everybody in before 11 p.m.
So that's how we left off. We were like, oh, that relationship is over.
And then we were prepared to talk about, oh, it got better and we're happy for him.
Yes, because the next day
the wheel was yanked again.
Because then the next day he posted an apology saying, you shouldn't post online when you don't know exactly what's going on.
A word of caution for everyone else.
Yes.
Hey guys.
Thank the words of wisdom from the wise Jermaine Jones.
He learned his lesson. He saw the error.
Now he is here to inspire others after, you know, his transgressions and his mistakes. So he posted this apology saying, and then it was a picture of him and his wife, and they were, it seemed like everything had been resolved.
And he ended it with the 100 emoji.
He was like, yo, I made a mistake. I don't know what I was thinking, but she's my moon and my stars.
Yeah, she my earth. And I'm gonna be a son.
Okay. So
he literally ended it with the 100 emoji. So you knew everything. I'm like, this is good.
All right.
That's basically renewing your vows in emoji form.
As the millennial renewing vows.
Yeah.
After that apology and everything looked like it was okay. Then on his IG stories, he posts.
He went back to the story.
He says, quote, Sometimes, he said, first he says, hashtag, with time comes the truth. Like, remember we were talking about how he's an inspirational quote? He loves these things.
You know, he drops a little bit of that, like, Socrates knowledge.
Yeah.
But then he shifts it to his
But also
own.
With mad typos. Yeah. I'm like, yo, did Alexis Guerrero's write this?
You do you. Don't worry about the typos. They can understand what you're saying. Also, English is neither one of our first languages, so let it go.
Exactly. It's just funny.
You're doing is you're messing with someone who's ESL, and that's not right.
So he goes, hashtag with time comes the truth. He goes, sometimes you make mistakes and you apologize, but then it turns out you did not make a mistake and you were correct the whole time. Hashtag facts. So
he threw in hashtag facts. It's like a sticker.
It's a GIF sticker.
It's a GIF. He went in and looked for it.
It wasn't even about being emotional.
No. He was like, I want this to stand out. Maybe blink, you know?
We hate making fun of the situation, but it's the back and forth is ridiculous.
And also, there's no fourth. It's like watching one side of a tennis match. And you're like, oh, he's going to lose. Oh, he might win. Oh, he's going to lose again. It's kind of exciting.
But each time there's a wild grunt with the volley and the return.
This dude is good use of emojis and stickers and GIFs.
It's just a prime example of like how to not handle your emotions publicly on the internet. Like, you just shouldn't.
Wholeheartedly agree. This is not the way to do it.
It's already difficult. Now you're bringing the whole world into your private life. When you don't, it's not like TMZ is snapping photos, paparazzi. Like, yo, you're making it harder for the entire family.
No one's there.
No.
You could have handled this.
It's American soccer. No one barely cares. Don't add to don't put a microscope on yourself.
This is the one time where you're not being a part of the major spotlight, where you're just sort of ambiguity works in your favor.
Take advantage of it, yo. Kyle Aaron was like, what, driving all over the road wild.
Videos. On blogs. He was on major networks. And you know what he did? He didn't say a damn thing.
He kept it to himself.
And guess what? It went away because Trump's going to say something wild in a day.
Exactly. The news cycle is very rapid. All right?
We should be talking about Christian Pulisic possibly going for $90 million to Chelsea. And right now, we're talking about your love life because you made it. You made it important. You put it in the spotlight.
Yeah, man. Just wrong. Wrong way to handle it. I mean,
But also, thank you. And I hope it works out. And by the way, the person who sent us, I'm not going to put them on blast, but the person who sent us the updated, like, oh, sorry, they're back.
Yeah.
But the first time was like, look, everything's cool. They do this every couple of years. You know, I always watch, literally the only reason I follow him on Instagram, because him and his wife, this happens every once in a while where they just start throwing shade back and forth at each other. It's entertaining. But after a while, you're like, man, I hope they kind of work things out. We agree. We here at the Cooligans hope everything works out.
Cooligans Industries is complete support of this marriage and hope
the
it Cooligans all
works conglomerate would like you to know that we hope it all works out. But in the meantime, keep them stories coming.
Look, I mean, if it works out well, like, yeah, then we get like really fun and positive stories. But we won't talk about those because those ain't as fun. Boo love, boo happiness. Next thing we want to talk about is we started a little bit of a beef last week that we didn't realize. We didn't realize exactly who listens. We know people listen to the show, right? We know people hit us up. They're like, yo, we love it.
I don't know what you're about to say.
I'm talking about that we don't know who listens. And then we found out that somebody out in Philly is listening.
Streets is watching. And the ears is listening. Even if they don't have ears.
But they definitely have arms and legs.
Right? That tongue is coming out. And it's pulling in the words we're saying.
So
influential people listen to this show. We tell you guys this all the time.
Yeah.
But we've got even more proof of it now.
So what we didn't realize that last week we were talking about Jim Curtin re-signing a deal with the Philadelphia Union.
And the fans went ballistic.
And the fans went off and there were some people weren't happy, but
The replies in the comments were.
But we were making a couple jokes about some of the people that were upset about this hire.
Yeah.
And we got a message from
let me play it
exactly what we said. So this is last week, and let me get just the time signature. This is last week and we were talking about Jim Curtin. Here we go,
play the tape.
Now Open Cup finals in a row. I mean, or three Open Cup finals total. I wasn't sure if it was in a row.
I don't know if it was in a row. They're not the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. I mean, nonetheless, to get him to that point, everyone's like, look how great he is. And then you lose, and you're like, you can't keep losing, bro. I mean, we're trying to sell you here.
Yeah, I remember.
Fang don't even believe in you anymore.
So that's what it was.
Ooh, I'm the one who said it.
So that's what it was. So Fang, Philadelphia Union Fang, their mascot, hit us up on Twitter and said this. He goes, yo, added us directly.
Individually
and collectively.
Yeah, he hit us up with the group name and our personal.
He was like, y'all want to make sure you see this.
See this.
He goes, yo, not Alexis and Chris Polanco. Why are you putting words in my mouth on the new Soccer Cooligans pod? Make no mistake, guys. Jim is my boy. Don't make me unleash Wu Fang Clan on you. Uh-oh. Hashtag Wu Fang for life.
Wow.
Wow. So this is I think this violates some Twitter policy because this is a straight up threat.
This is a straight up threat. Also, I thought Wu Fang was for the kids. I thought the kids love Wu Fang.
So this is, at Phila Union Fang. Hit us up. So we were. Obviously, we're like, yo, we
need to apologize.
We don't want no trouble.
We don't want no smoke.
All right, zero smoke with a giant snake.
With a giant snake.
Okay, because this is like
also a snake with arms and legs.
With arms and legs, this is like out of the Bible. Yeah. I think I don't know why. I'm too scared of this.
Yeah, I think weren't they supposed to lose their place because it gave away the apple? Come on,
I don't know what happened, but this snake is not happy with us at the moment. So. We did apologize, and kindly enough, Fang.
Calm down.
Thank heavens for that.
The what is that? The side of the cobra went back in. The rattle stopped shaking.
So that's a good sign for us. But Fang did invite us to Philly for Philly tacos. He said if you ever guys ever want to come out to Philadelphia and hang and get some Philly tacos, that he's. I took this as a. Like a
trap.
No.
It's a trap.
It might be totally a trap, but we gotta go.
Also, here, let's clue in on Philly tacos. Yeah, that's what the city of brotherly love is known for.
I don't know what that is, but I'm definitely entertained at the idea of getting tacos with a giant snake.
I think he's going to be like, look, the tortilla is a piece of bread, and the filling is going to be steak and cheese. Wait a minute. Is this just a cheese thing?
No. It's a taco.
It's a taco. It's just the tortilla is fluffier
it's
and longer.
It's thicker of a taco. Philadelphia,
the inside's
right?
Way more filling.
All right, you New Yorkers, you coastal elites coming out here trying to tell us what tacos is and is not. Yeah.
There's only one hero here, and that's me. This is not a sandwich. So, this is a taco.
So, Fang, we accept your offer for, I think it's a date. That's how I took it.
I'm bringing cameras, and I'm letting I'm a ping where I'm at my wife just to let her know. Wu Fang Clan is not something we take lightly.
I'm going to wear one of those soccer GPS trackers on me so everybody knows.
It's just going to look like a sports bra on me, but I'm going to do it.
So people know where I'm at just in case. Okay?
By the way, it also collects your sweat, Alexis, out of this world. You haven't moved much. It's the cheese, man.
So we would love to do that, man. Maybe we can...
Let's invite some Philly fans. Do we have any fans from the Philly Union?
We got plenty. Yeah.
Let's go out and get some... Philly, tacos.
Hashtag Philly tacos.
Yeah, we're doing air quotes here because we're not 100% sure what Philly
Let's
tacos are.
Let's get those, and maybe we can film it. Maybe we can make it as like a nice piece of content. It might be really fun.
Yeah, man, let us know. Maybe we'll bring like one or two lucky fans with us, but you have to defend us against any possible snake attacks. Either that or I could just pull out one of those little do-do-do-do-do, and then Fang just dances.
Yeah.
Comes out of a wicker basket. I'm like, oh, I got you.
You do that, and just Fang starts twerking. I'm like, oh, man. Damn, Fang.
What beat is he playing on that recorder?
Yo, he got the beats in his head. Yeah. He doesn't need. So hopefully we can make that happen. So thank you again for the invite. All right, next up. We have this. We'll get to... playoffs and a bunch of stuff, but we have to give a shout out to one of our sponsors for this episode, northlandvideo.com.
Yes.
We've been mentioning them for the last couple of weeks. Look, if this is this, you know, and it's a fan of the show,
a fan of the show, and this is his personal business. He puts together highlight reels of his daughter playing soccer, and what he did is he went out and he spoke to coaches and trainers, and he asked, hey, what is it that you're looking for in a highlight reel that would get you inspired to maybe want to see more from that kid or bring them into your camp or your academy. And he listened to everyone, and he made a tape that worked specifically for that. Now he does that for other people. Exactly. So you don't know what they're looking for. We don't know what they're looking for. This guy does.
Exactly.
And he's clearly really good at doing this. And if you use Cooligans, yo, you're going to get 50% off your assembly fee.
Yeah, so that's, you'll save $75. So just let the Cooligan, let them know that the Cooligan sent you. Go to Northland.
There's like a little message box in there. Just say, yo, and Cooligan sent me.
Exactly. So and there's so many options. So like, it's based out in the Seattle area. So if you need to film something in the Seattle area, he can help do that. If you need to just send the footage to them, and then they can sort that out for you.
They can edit it together. If you shot some stuff, sure.
Exactly. So there, so there's a lot of opportunities to make some really good highlight reels and get your kid either a scholarship or an opportunity to play in some academy. Like, really invest in your child's future. Don't you love your kid?
Like, coochie coochie coo. You kicking the ball around, my guy?
Tell your dad. Your dad's listening to this
right now.
Your
dad's right there. Look to the left. There he is. Right?
He's driving. Hopefully, you're not driving.
Yeah, if you're driving, we got some serious questions. If you look to the left and you see other cars in a window, they've made a mistake. Or you're in England. Okay.
Exactly. That's also a possibility.
So, look to the driver.
I don't know what coochie coochie means in England. That might be a whole different.
Yeah. It's very good. You're like, you, sir, are banned from Parliament for using language in such a way. We need you to Brexit right now.
So, make sure to go to northlandvideo.com and let them know that the Cooligan sent you so you can save some money and get some dope highlight reels. All right. So, let's move on to the Super Classico. That
never happened.
That never happened. What?
Well, we thought it was going to happen.
We thought it was going to. We were excited. Like, yo, second leg.
This is it.
Copa Libertadores.
First one was wild to watch. The gameplay, again, not the greatest in the world. But the atmosphere, this all came. And first of all, it was a draw. Two away goals at the Bombonera. That's huge for River. River's having a better season right now. They seem like they're on a roll. All their fans had to do was just chill, let the game start. People were in the stadium for 8 hours before the game. Did you know that?
Makes sense to me. Yeah,
partying. Sure. Right? Preparing bricks that they would launch.
They were putting confetti on their bricks.
Yeah. Dude, it was like the whole world was watching.
Yes. So,
and what did the Argentines do besides be Argentinian?
Yes. So if you didn't see this, I mean, it was plastered everywhere. They didn't see it coming, I'll tell you that much. So the Boca bus was going into the stadium and
police brigade everything.
Yes, and a bunch of fans that were...
But they went down a street that's known as like the River Fan Street.
Yes.
This is where the fans...
Still no excuse for what they did.
I mean, but if you're planning,
you
say, let's avoid the street named for what might happen.
Yeah. So what ended up happening, they threw... I don't think they threw bricks, but they definitely threw bottles. I think they threw bottles and they shattered the
They threw the, projectiles.
Yeah, projectiles.
You
know, I don't know
which, by the way, in England, they... Like, even coins, when you throw coins, they call it missiles.
A
little bit much. Missiles are shaped a certain way. They're shot out of like tanks.
Yes.
You know, like ships, not missiles. But I guess in the sense that they shot something and apparently it was a single pane glass. Nah, that's not what you need in Argentina, my guy.
Not even
bulletproof.
You need missile proof.
You need tanks. You should have each been in tanks. Right. So apparently it makes a turn and everyone starts throwing
stuff.
And
it was going fast.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if you saw this. Somebody from Argentina, a reporter, tweeted this out. The bus driver's nickname is El Gringo, right? So he's just, I guess, very pale skinned guy.
Okay.
Gringo is like a, it's not a slur, is it? Is it a slur?
It's not.
It's not the nicest thing to say.
It's not the nicest thing to say, but it's not like.
It's used lovingly, like the way they use like boludo. Like it's.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're really fair-skinned, if you come from the German background, essentially.
I think that's also one of those words where, like, depending on what country you're in or what background, like, it might be offensive to some, but not to others or whatever.
But that's his nickname.
But universally, he's cool with it.
He's cool with it, so you should be too. He's a bus driver. He says he saw the fans starting to throw stuff at the front of the bus, and he panicked, and he just held the wheel.
Yeah, he said he fainted, right?
No, he said he froze.
Okay.
I saw it as froze.
I saw fainted.
Maybe he did faint.
And somebody else had to grab the wheel.
He almost ran over those people.
Yeah.
That would have been much worse.
Of course. Yeah.
I know those people.
Clearly on those particular people that were throwing stuff at the bus.
Yeah.
We don't want to blame all River fans because they're not all like that.
No, it's not all of them.
But
there's that one guy who was like, what are we doing? You know, we need to be respectful of each other. These are our brothers.
It's just, look, if you're out in Argentina wearing a bucket hat, Yo, you're probably dangerous. I mean, what is it with these bucket hats?
Bucket hats. Some OG stuff right there in South America.
Yo, these Argentinian bucket hat dudes are like, I mean, I'm more afraid of them than like a made man in the mafia. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like they bloodthirsty.
Tony Soprano walks by, you be like, at least he ain't wearing a bucket hat.
Tony Soprano bucket hat. I'm running. All right? I'm leaving the country.
Sleeveless shirt and drums and bucket hat. Yo, I'm out. Changing my name. I'm going, so you're Bobby Absorbente? That's right. And I'd like to get back into England, where I'm from, Cherio. Robert Absorbente.
What a great alias.
Have you met my friend Joey Sorbetto?
Hey, I'm a Sorbetto.
I'm here to go to Italy. Mamma mia, it's so bad over there.
So, incredibly disappointing, because what ended up happening, several of the players got injured. There were players.
One guy had an eye patch because he got glass in his eye.
Exactly.
How about, that's not even the worst of what happened. Did you see what happened after they called the game final? So the rumor was they were going to change the game to Sunday.
Yes.
Right?
And they postponed it to then, but Boca didn't want to play, and they were doing everything they could to not play. Yeah. And then
the rumor is they may play in the UAE, they may play in the Arab Emirates.
What a weird day, right? Because we had.
Hold on, let's talk about what the River fans did after that. If it's not bad enough that you set tear gas into the van, into the bus.
That was the police trying to scatter the fans that were attacking the bus.
I heard a fan grabbed a policeman's pepper spray can and threw it through the window.
Oh, I love the speculation.
And what happened was the bus was already going, but he threw it. He kind of curled it away. Again, they're very technical down there.
It was actually a free kick. He free kicked.
He took three steps back. Him and his friend argued. One guy ran over the pepper spray can.
It was a set piece.
They did it in training.
Well, off the training ground.
Yeah. And the cool thing was it went top corner of the broken window. Very hard to do.
Very, very difficult. A lot of skills.
It's ridiculous. Oh, man. Once the fans who were in the stadium and the fans that were outside were told the game's not happening now, a bunch of the fans started to bum rush the gates. And they broke through the gates, and they all started to pour in. And the president of River is having an interview inside the stadium, like near the concessions.
Yeah.
He's doing an interview live on TV, and all of a sudden, a sea of fans run past him. He runs for cover.
Yeah.
They ran into the Boca Juniors. They tried to break into the Boca Juniors locker room. I have not heard whether I find conflicting answers as to whether they actually got in or not. But apparently, they pepper sprayed some of the fans even more. Some of the players.
Yeah, insane. It's just insane. The whole day was so terrible because I think it was like Conmebol, Gianni Infantino was there. There were rumors Don Garber was there.
Yeah.
But Infantino
wearing a bug hat. Come on, Garber, get out of there. You're a commissioner.
You're involved in everything, buddy.
Damn.
No, but there were a lot of rumors that like Infantino and FIFA were basically saying that the game has to happen, and all the players were like,
you know, that was like, he's like, I did not fly my ass all the way to Argentina.
A lot of it is that, right? You know, it's just like, yo, you're going to really mess up my schedule this? Like, you're going to make me stay out in Argentina an extra day?
I'm the president of FIFA. I already had two asados. I can't have another one.
The whole day, I was like glued to the television, just being like, and it was like it became bigger than the game itself, and it really was about that all this speculation that the game was going to be they were going to force the Boca players to play the game.
So it went from 3:00 on Saturday to 5:00 on Sunday.
Yes,
right.
It was first like delayed an hour.
Yeah.
On Saturday, and then it got postponed to the next day, from 5 p.m. And then during that day, they were like, no, we're not going to play. And all these
Tevez came out and said, we don't want to play. They're making us play, which I think was enough for them to be like, all right, cool. They called our bluff.
Yeah. And then they were, I forgot who the guy that had the eye patch on, I think he's the captain of
I think it's like Pilato, something like that.
Pilates.
Windsor Pilates.
But I know that there were rumors that, you know, people were saying that the CONMEBOL doctors had looked at him, and he was like, I haven't seen any doctor from the Confederation.
Of course not. Your eyes covered. They were there, though.
Yes, I've been blind.
He's like, where is he? Is he in front of me right now?
Are you a doctor? I don't
know. Who's this? Who's touching me?
So insane. So now, this is where we are right now, where we don't know.
First of all, nobody knows.
Nobody knows where the game is going to be played, but it's definitely not going to be played in Argentina.
So I'm not sure how this works, but apparently the winner of this game goes to the FIFA World Cup final?
The Club World Cup.
The FIFA Club World Cup.
Yeah, because same as, you know, who won?
But isn't there a FIFA Club World Cup competition?
No, yeah, there is, yeah.
But so then when the winner of this game have to play in that competition?
It's like eight teams or 10 teams.
Okay, well,
so it's like winner of the Champions League, winner of all the Champions
League. That game's happening in the Arab Emirates, in Qatar, if I'm not mistaken, in Qatar.
Yeah, I think it's Abu Dhabi, but I could be wrong.
Maybe. All right, so it's happening somewhere in that region. Yeah. So the rumor is just play the game there and the winner stays.
Yes, or play it in Miami for some insane reason.
That's what happened. You know, Miami's out here trying to get that Liga game.
Yeah.
You're like, wait a minute, hold up.
Okay.
Okay, slightly different accent, same language, let's get it.
Why don't we just invite a violent conflict in our borders.
Oh, wait, we can't have just like two nice teams playing each other? Why don't we bring in war? Yeah. Also, if you don't know this, they're trying to get blood diamonds into Miami as well. So,
sure. Yeah. I mean, look, it's the right time.
Yeah, come on, Sierra Leone. Hey, Kai Kamara just got dropped, so he's got time.
Oh, boy. Is that all he's known for? Yeah.
For playing for Sierra Leone?
No, he was like a child soldier.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because he's from Sierra Leone.
It's like, you know, Israel makes everyone at 18, and Sierra Leone's like everyone at 8. Yeah. Come on, it's time to get to the army.
Not by any kind of choice, not by choice. Or any patriotism.
Well, it's not by, choice
it's
by,
not
any,
by any real patriotism or...
What am I doing, Mom? You know what to do. Hold the gun.
So that's where we stand right now. We don't know where the game is going to be played. As we're recording this right now, it hasn't been determined. All we know for sure is that it's not going to be in Argentina.
Well, that's not 100% either. There was rumors that it might be in a neutral stadium in Argentina.
Okay, sure. That's another part. Not in...
Or like in Paraguay or like in Uruguay. They might play it somewhere else.
Okay. So,
which, I mean, you know, it's just hooligans that can afford flights, you know?
All right. I keep my passport in my bucket hat.
You know that's what's in there. We got stones and we got bucket hats. Here's the thing, though. We don't know where it's playing. If you're going to play it outside of Argentina, there's no reason not to play it in Miami.
Sure. Just have fun. Why? Play it wherever. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, play it on literally next to the Christ the Redeemer statue in Brazil. Yeah. Why do I care? It's
just... Yeah. There's no... I've got no problem with it. Although, here's my thing. If you're going to drive to the U.S., do not go through Tijuana.
Not a good time.
No.
Okay? Because you're still gonna have the same tear gas that the Argentinians use. It will be at the border.
which if you have nachos, don't forget you can put it in your nachos. Dumbass.
It'll be a little too spicy, maybe. So a couple other things that we're gonna talk about before we talk about some of the playoff, the MLS Cup playoff.
And we have a guest coming in.
Yes, and we have a guest coming in, so it's gonna be dope as hell. So Zach Steffen to Man City.
What, 12 million?
No, it's something. It's like
17 million.
No, it's not even double digit. It's like
$400 million.
Be 7 to 10 tops. Good money for a goalkeeper.
What's he going to do? He's not going to play.
He's not going to play for Manchester City.
Ederson? You're going to beat out Ederson? I love you, Zach.
Cup games, come on now. Maybe, because Claudio Bravo is leaving. He's injured, so he's probably done. Could he fight for a backup goalkeeper spot in Manchester City? Zach Steffen that good? He's had some good showing for the men's national team, and this is why everybody wants to get on the. When we were talking to Reggie Cannon, he was like, you know, there's people watching, and it's like when there's people watching, it's not American soccer fans. He's really talking about
people with money. Yeah, there's a bag watching right now, and I'm trying to secure that bag that has my name on it. Yeah, there's a bag out there somewhere.
but Zach Steffen did have a couple of games. What was the game he had that he was just incredible? That he made all the saves. It was like.
I mean, he's had three great playoff games. The first leg, he was great. He was amazing.
Yeah, yeah, but in the men's national team. Most people are bothered by the move because it's like, what? He's not going to play.
Right.
It's highly unlikely, but it's still a good move for MLS, for the crew. make that money selling keepers, and it's effectively like the best thing MLS has to offer as far as players that can be sold on. Goalkeepers are the things that we should produce, and we shouldn't be too sad to see them go.
Right.
Because there's another one.
Here's the thing, though. He's technically our number one. You really want your number one being a second or third stringer? And here's the other thing. He's probably not even going to be a second or third string. I think he's qualified enough to be the backup. He's probably going to be sent out on loan.
Probably. But if he gets
to NYCFC.
Probably not. I heard Girona. But if him in La Liga going up against Messi, going up against some of the Real Madrid,
yo, why not?
Sevilla, I think that'll be a good move for him. Some people think it's just generally not a good move for him.
No, that'd be a great move.
It would be great.
If he's sitting on the bench at Manchester City for a year, that's bad.
Dude, bottom of the table La Liga team, he's getting peppered with crazy-ass shots all day.
He's learning about Serrano Ham.
that's
good for his development. You know what I mean?
All of these are crucial.
He's going to come back to men's team camp and be like, excuse me, is this even a Blackfoot ham? I can't.
Wow, we got to make this game. You have solidified the number one spot.
He squeezes the water bottle. He's like, where's the kava? This isn't what we're supposed to do.
Don't even know what kava is, but I'm sure it's great.
It's a wine they drink out there. All right. Come on.
So real quick, before we bring our guest on, let's talk about some of the games real quick. So Atlanta United played against the Red Bulls at Mercedes-Benz. And what a show.
I mean,
just the...
Yo, what was Chris Armas thinking? Yo, Boricua, what were you thinking?
you almost feel bad with giving that finger point, you know?
This guy right here. He's going to trash me. He's going to spank me in Atlanta.
He's going to embarrass me out in Atlanta.
Look, Atlanta played really well. They did exactly what they were supposed to do. I was shocked to see them go long ball more than sort of going through the middle. But I think Tata knew. It seems to me like he realizes, like, all right, the playoffs are a little different than I expected. You need to play a little bit more defensive. And I don't think Chris Armas was prepared for that because he sat his team in a 4-4-1-1.
Yeah.
Right? That's not the Red Bull way. The Red Bulls have been doing one thing and one thing all year. And it's worked.
Yes. Press.
Why?
The high press.
Why would you go away from that? And then to come in the second half and be like, all right. And I know Kamar Lawrence wasn't in there. Connor Lade's not bad at the press. That's why he's the backup.
Yeah.
But he clearly didn't know what to do in a 4-4-1-1 because Royer's constantly like, what are you standing next to me for? Get back over there. What is wrong with you?
I think he tried his best, but he had to go up.
But it was a new system. It was a complete, they'd never done this before.
Yeah. And
then he tried to switch. And then why would you try to go for an away goal? You got another leg, my guy. Sit back.
Yeah, that third goal was really like just.
They were tired.
They were like they were in disarray.
They were too far forward.
Yeah,
Jose Martinez is too fast. Gressel's too fast. Miggy is too fast. That whole squad. And I know you got Derek Etienne Jr. Everyone's blaming him. Dog, he got sent into a war without full instructions. I feel bad for Derek Etienne Jr.
It was weird to see the Red Bulls that
scramble.
Tactically confused. Than ever before.
I did miss one thing, though.
What?
What happened when Moyo lifted his shirt and he had like a slash?
Yeah,
like,
that was, I think,
Zorro in the game? What happened?
I think Pires.
Clawed him?
I think they were getting a little intimate and, things got a little crazy.
Same for the back. he's like bleeding straight across his chest.
Yeah, he's showing the ref. He's like, yo, what's this? I don't know. I think the ref was like, it's a contact sport. Walk it off.
The ref is like, okay, was Sade playing? What happened here?
Okay, cool. All right. Did he check the box of do you like me? Yes or no? I don't know.
What happened? Y'all swipe right on each other, and this is what happened.
This is an MLS game, not a grinder meetup.
Guys, there's cameras here. Save it for the locker room, you know. But what do you think about the VAR goal being called back?
I mean, those are the rules, man.
I feel bad. Here's the thing. You can't look at that and be like, all right, but we never call that, so I'm going to let it go. You can't do that.
Yeah.
If you see it, you got to call it. But now this gives Red Bull fans this whole conspiracy theory that, and I've heard it from everyone, and I hit up my boy Yuri. You know Yuri. You've met him before. I hit him up. He was like, yo, this is exactly what happens to us. Oh, MLS and Don Garber want $70,000 for an MLS Cup. They don't want it at our stadium. They're probably not wrong. They're not wrong. I guarantee you they're having a meeting going, man, it'd be better for us if it was in Atlanta. I do think that's possible. But looking at that, you can't say that's exactly what was in the ref's mind or the VAR guy's mind.
Yeah. I've looked it over a bunch. I've heard every side of it. I get it. I'm fine with it. I'm fine either way. If you don't call it, it's fine. Because I honestly don't think Guzan saves that shot. I think Bradley Wright Phillips hit a great shot, and like I think no one really expected him to be able, because he sent the ball a little bit to the side, and Guzan was probably not going to get it.
No, and he went around. He went around one of the defenders.
But Mule's in the way. Mule's in the way, man.
Yeah.
Yo, you should know. You know, BWP is out there gunning for shots every opportunity.
Just get out of his way.
Get out of the damn way.
Get out of his way. That's what the dude does. But do you think this affects, you know, the big rub against BWP is that he can't score in the playoffs. He's not clutch in the playoffs.
Look,
even though the times he does score, it's necessary. He's not as good a scorer in the playoffs as he is in the regular season. Do you think this hurts him? Do you think he's 33? This home leg. He's got a lot to prove.
Yes, but the pressure's not on him exclusively. The Red Bulls are... Look,
I disagree. This is about his legacy now. He's playing for his legacy.
Sure.
But he's got, what, 2 years left?
Red Bull fans are frustrated with the team because of the constant disappointment.
I don't agree, because everyone's like, this year's different. Our time. Blah, blah, blah.
But even, they're not saying that specifically about Bradley Wright Phillips.
But even the fans are like, yo, we still got this on Thursday. Everyone's watching like, I don't know about that. But that's what they believe.
And they should. They should be, optimistic at the very least. But it's on everybody. Look, the Red Bulls, Atlanta United, they did the right thing. They saw, like, oh, Kamar Lawrence is out.
Let's attack
that side. That's it. They did the right thing.
And Parker jumping for that ball.
Look, the three goals, it happens, right? But how in the world were the Red Bulls constantly beat out on 50-50 balls? For any challenge, Tyler Adams is getting dogged by Nagby, Remedy, Loreno, everybody.
Dude,
won every ball.
Kaku is practically a defensive midfielder when he gets the ball.
Dude,
he's got nowhere to go with it.
It was
they
bad.
Cut off all the channels. And I know people like the same BWP's fault. If he doesn't get service, he can't get the ball. You know,
they went in thinking they could, like, we could maybe lose 1-0, go maybe 1-1.
0-0 draw, we'll win at home.
We'll win at home. And
they needed that away goal. I understand why Chris Armas did it, but giving away that third goal is just, to me, that is at least one nail in the coffin. You can still get out.
Yeah, anything's possible, but...
I highly doubt it.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to be at the game.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going to go.
I'm not in town. I'm going to LA.
You're going to LA, but I'll be there. And shout out to... We had a fan from Austin. Austin, who is a Rebel. He lives in Austin, but he's a Rebel fan, and he wasn't in town for the game. And he sent us the tickets.
Oh, that's dope.
So I'm most likely going with my girlfriend. I'll see.
Bring her into the Wolves Den.
But thank you.
Hit up some of our friends. A bunch of them are going to be there.
Yeah. Well, Atlanta fans are going to be there. Rebel fans are going to be there. We'll hang out.
And shouts to Fernando at Jersey IROC.
Oh, that's right, because you did the video.
I did a video with him.
And Copa 90.
That's right. Copa 90, shouts to Aaron West. Shouts to Mike LaBelle. He's the guy who was the co-founder of Metro Fan TV, and he was a part of the video.
Yeah.
And a little standoffish up front, you know, because I think he knows our affiliation. But again, cool against
our gang affiliation. Yeah.
You know how we do. Just bleep or whatever it says here. We're a team absorbente. But he understands that, you know, we're City fans. But at the end of the day, Cooligans is for everybody. We talk about everybody. So I think once
for the children.
Yeah, for the kids. So as soon as we started talking, I think he realized, like, oh, this dude's impartial. Like, he's not, I wasn't flaming anybody. I wasn't out here to. It was good times. We ate pizza. We talked. It was dope. And that should be out like in a day or two. So check that out.
All right, sweet. So, and then the other game, Portland against Sporting Kansas City.
Why even talk about it? Nothing happened. We love Diego Valeri. Please stop treating him that way.
Good game. Luckily, Diego Valeri didn't get a yellow card. Probably deserved. He should have gotten
playoff
one.
Playoff rules.
But, you know, we're changing it up for the playoffs. That's why they take away the goal for the Red Bulls. It's the playoffs. So we have to make them suffer.
Everybody gets a little
something. The narrative must continue.
So,
0-0, that second leg is going to be wild. So I'm excited to watch that. So, all right, let's get to our next segment, and we're going to be talking to CJ Green.
Yeah.
Rapper out of Atlanta United fan.
Huge Atlanta United fan.
So I think he's just going to come out here. I think he's going to pop champagne right in our faces.
Yeah. he's already celebrating. He's celebrating that second leg.
He's in New York. He's like, yo, I'm going to go flex.
We good. We're going to the top of some building. We're going to do a champagne shower. So which we're going. We got CJ Green, really dope rapper out of Atlanta. And this is what we do, hip-hop and soccer.
That's him, man.
It's what we are.
All right, so we'll be right back after this.
Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening to the Cooligans. But we just got a word from one of our sponsors, awaydaysfootball.com.
Awaydays. And look, the holidays are coming up. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. But now, you after that, after Black Friday, now you're in shopping mode.
Thanksgiving is over.
Thanksgiving. Yes, that's right. Okay.
And now, crema is coming. And you got to buy some crema gifts.
Okay. Merry crema. You got to say Merry crema to everybody.
Merry crema.
So, Awaydays Football is great because not only do they have just dope gear that you can get on the website, but really the sell of this website,
this is the perfect gift for soccer fans. You have no idea how perfect this is.
Exactly. If you have a soccer fan in the family, you need to get yourself a mystery kit. This is what you need to get them as a gift, because
a gift is going to blow their minds.
And it's one of those things where, you know how, like, you can ask them, what's your favorite team, but they probably have 30 of those kits.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to go out and buy an old school throwback for that team. It's too expensive, right?
Exactly.
They already got the one you want to give them. And by the way, that's expensive too. How about this? How about they get a mystery kit for a team they've probably never even heard of that just has like a dope fire kit? That's exactly what mystery kits is. You pay $25, and they're going to send you a kit in the size you pick. And it's going to be like a third division team in Sweden or a fourth division team in England. Just a team that's like, you're not going to get the Tottenham in the Arsenal. If you're a fan, you're not going to get the other one. You know, what you're going to get is a team you probably never heard of, and it's just an awesome kit.
Straight up.
And what's better than that?
Hype beast, you know, like fashion.
Oh, this is like the fashion.
Fashion.
This is fashion.
For crema. Fashion for crema.
Mira, le damos el fashion para crema.
So go to awaydaysfootball.com and use the promo code Cooligans, and you will get 15% off your order.
Which off, it's already $25.
It's $25. Come on.
And now you're going to get 15 off of that. 15%.
All right. Be clear with that. Because you know some people out here.
We know the math. Quick math for some of these
people.
But
15% off, it's a great deal. And there's great kits, and there's great, you know, just even other gear. I mean, it's
oh, they got such dope hoodies. And, the skull caps are nice and thick.
Yeah. It's not some big old corporate whatever. It's just like a mom and pop shop that just has a really cool, a really cool thing going that's doing something unique for soccer fans. So make sure, go to awaydaysfootball.com, use the promo code Cooligans, and you will get 15% off your mystery kit or any other thing you order.
Or whatever you want to wear. Yeah, baby, we're back.
All right, we are back, and we're excited because now the Cooligans is becoming. I think we need to start a record label at this point.
Yo, we're the new world star hip hop,
basically.
Where we are, right. We're the world soccer hip hop. World soccer. Everyone yells that when we do it, because the voice you're hearing and the gentleman we have. I mean, if you're an Atlanta United fan and you love hip hop, you got to know who this person is, ladies and gentlemen. Unless you're driving, the one, the only, CJ Green. Everybody,
what's going on? Yo, how y'all doing?
What's good, man? Good. Thanks so much for coming out. I know you just. You just drove in from D.C. I'm sure you were having... Do you spend Thanksgiving there? Is that what you were doing?
Yeah, I spent the holidays there.
Okay, cool, man. So I appreciate you. So you're out in New York, out in Madison Square Garden. You've been to New York before, though, right?
Only once, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think of the city?
It's good, man. It's just a lot of people, for real.
That's
but
the best part.
We were popping champagne at the top of the building after the it was pretty cool.
So you're out... CJ Green...
Somebody's underneath, like, what is this? It ain't even supposed to rain today. It's sticky as shit.
You are here kitted up In your Atlanta United kit.
Got to, man.
That's how we heard about you, because of not even through the music first. This is where we focus on soccer, and obviously we're huge fans of hip hop. And then when I started listening to your music, and I'm just like, and I saw there was you wore like an Atlanta United top.
Yeah, in one of the videos.
In one of the videos.
Yeah. Hoodie, and we're always like,
MLS?
Whenever those worlds collide, we're like, hey, where?
Yeah, man. In Atlanta, like, it's just like the culture, like, they really just embrace the sport there. I mean, I liked it a little bit before, but when we got a team, like, you see everyone just getting really into it a lot more.
You know, we were told a lot about first season, like, yo, Atlanta's really back in the team. And then we started watching all the Bobby Dodd games, and it was like 55,000. We were like, oh, shit.
Yeah, outside when it's hot. Like, hot
about
as hell.
I'm like, they're really about this. Yeah. And I went to Atlanta that first year. I was there for the Laughing Skull Comedy Festival. And first day we get there, we're on Peachtree, and I sent a message to my friend who's from Atlanta, and I'm like, yo, I'm on Peachtree. Is there anything good to eat? And he was like, you got to have a Varsity Burger.
Oh, yeah.
Got it. Right, trash. But it's trash burger. Don't go. But here's the surprising thing.
He said it's trash.
It's a trash burger.
Hey, the hot dogs are all right, though.
Yeah, well, see, everyone's like, you know, it's a burger place. Yo, here's what you do. Go to this third counter, and you order this specifically, and then it's going to be good. But here's what surprised me about Varsity. I walk in. There's Atlanta United stuff everywhere. It's first season. Dude, Mercedes-Benz ain't even finished yet.
Man, it's crazy.
And I was like, oh, my God.
this city is all in on this team. Yeah. And then we've just seen it develop over the last almost year and a half since then. And it's just got getting wilder and wilder. You got 2 Chainz hitting the Golden Spike.
Big Boy just the other day.
I mean, this is insane.
Yeah.
TJ Green needs to get up there to smash that spike.
Next year, man. I get it.
Take a piece of the Golden Spike, make some fronts. Right. You know what I mean?
So for the people who don't...
melt it down, right? You got some ideas.
Is that an insult? I don't know if that's like a
that's the most respectful thing. Make some fronts out of your spike. You're welcome, Atlanta.
They would definitely appreciate that.
So for the people who don't know you, I've been listening to your music, but I don't know too much about your background. I hear you in your music, and then now that I hear you, I'm like, yo, this dude's from Georgia, right? So I hear it for real now. But what's I guess you assume are you originally from Atlanta?
Yeah, I lived in Atlanta till I was 13, and I had some family things, so I moved around a lot after that, like messing around. But I didn't know, that's why we came from DC. I met like my dogs over there. Like I lived there for about a year and a half with my aunt, and that was like one of my favorite places too.
But
When I turned 18, I went back because I did the music. I was like, I'm just gonna go for it. So.
It's a great city to do music in. But I definitely hear a lot more East Coast out of you than just the South. You definitely got some South in there. You definitely got that Atlanta like draw with you. But you do hear a lot of East Coast. So is that where most of your like influence came from?
Yeah, a lot of it. Before I really like branched out doing my own music, I was like a writer, and I still write a little bit for like artists, especially a lot in Atlanta. But you work with like some from a bunch of different areas, like West Coast, up North, like from New York stuff, some artists. So like you really pick up things from each one, you know, like a little bit of the, like when you're working with them, like the styles, and like it kind of like melts together, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
How
do you think, you know, being someone, and you're in hip hop, but you're in this part of hip hop where you're clearly on the rise. People are starting to know who you are. You're starting to get a lot of recognition.
I appreciate that, man.
For sure. I mean, the music is good. That first and foremost. MLS is kind of in the same position.
Yeah.
You know, and I think Atlanta has kind of led that. You know what I mean? Atlanta's...
Lately,
It's put a lot of eyes. Dude, 72,000 people are watching. A friend of ours who's in Europe, he tweets mostly about Arsenal. I'm a big Arsenal fan.
Yeah, well, Miguel might go there, right?
Miguel,
it's a first name basis.
My friend Miguel going there? I heard he's going there this week.
I did.
His visas together.
I heard that a couple weeks ago.
That's a rumor.
It's unofficial though, right?
It's unofficial. Nothing's confirmed. And apparently they say they want more money if he is going to go there.
Arsenal has
You're not getting money that fast.
That's how it is. When you know the team has money, they're like if it's just some small team in Germany, but if Arsenal...
They're like, I think you got some more you can play with there.
Arsenal got to come with a bag.
They got big old bags.
They got a couple 20
they got
million.
The Duffy and the backpack, man.
You don't have to throw an extra 10% in there. But Atlanta is sort of... inspired a lot of people. Like what I was saying is, this dude just tweeted out, not even to us, he was like, hey, this guy Joseph Martinez, you think he's good enough to play in Europe? We're all like, whoa, they're watching Atlanta games in Europe, which they would not watch MLS in the past. It'd be very niche. What do you think sort of how soccer and your career and Atlanta all at the same time are kind of on the same trajectory? Like, do you think that's, you made soccer a part of your brand just because you love it, or is it because you guys are both on the same like...
It was definitely I kind of just fell in love with the sport, you know. I watch a lot of Premier League, and I try to watch like Bundesliga when it comes on because they show more of those games on like Fox Sports South that. But I watched a lot of the World Cup the last couple of years, and I like the Champions Cup is really my favorite to watch.
It's fun.
I like that. But I think it's just more because I liked it. But it kind of, I'm just a fan, and I feel like because I'm really known more in Atlanta for being a Hawks fan. Like I go to all the games.
That's you. You're that dude.
Yeah. You're one of the 17 people at the Hawks game.
You love MSG, bro. We have a trash team deal, bro.
We sell out.
But y'all sell out.
We sell out to watch our team lose. It's a tradition here in New York. You get yourself a slice, you watch your favorite team lose with you and 55,000 of your other friends.
Tim Hardaway doing real well for y'all, though.
Tim Hardaway Jr. That's right. He's putting you know him for real, or just from your area?
From the gangs. I got like a couple of his signed shoes from my son at the house.
Oh, that's dope. That's really cool. Yeah, he got a big
because he's playing the Hawks. You remember?
Yeah, of course. And his dad is hated still.
Really?
Tim Hardaway
He played for Miami and then
crossed over every member of the Knicks.
They hit him here.
He played for the Miami Heat,
and he played for Indianapolis. He played for Indiana Pacers,
but there was always the rivalries between the Knicks and the Heat, and the Knicks and the Pacers.
Is that like weird when y'all got him?
Yeah, there was. They actually did an interview on ESPN about like how's it feel? Like your dad is like, know, enemy number one essentially.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, put the junior on there and you scoring for us. Go ahead. Yeah,
he's playing good though.
Yeah, he's playing real.
I like Trey Burke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the whole team.
So how do you feel about the sort of that cross section between Atlanta United and like that connection with the hip hop scene? Because Atlanta United is doing something a little different than a lot of the other teams. Where, you know, even in New York, we get a little frustrated too because we're like, yo, there's so much talent, there's so many people that are from the hip hop world that would be interested in the sport. Why not bring these people to games, get them involved? Like, the one thing I want to ask you about was the fact that you are a soccer fan in the hip hop scene. Like, as comedians, when we talk about soccer with other comedians, they're like, yo, stop talking about your stupid ass sport, right?
They say that? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you know, there's still like a lot of the comics are older. Are they just like old school dudes where they think soccer's like a girl sport or it's just for kids? They don't see it the way if they lived in Atlanta for like a minute, they'd be like, okay, it's different. But here, we're still sort of fighting for that recognition.
I know what you mean, though, because like even in Atlanta, I had to get like a lot of my friends into it. I was like, I was bringing it to games. I was like, man, just try it. You're going to like it. They're like, nah, bro. And I'm like, man, come on, bro. Like, just. Yeah. It's a good ticket. Like, good seat. It's a nice stadium. It's a good team. Just try it. And then, like, they come back after, like, man, I had such a great time.
It is. It's a, you know, I always say you just have to go once to a team that has good, like, fan atmosphere. Like, especially your homies here. Are they going to DC United games anytime soon?
I don't know. Do y'all?
Can we get that happening?
Oh, we didn't mention on the pod. Like,
they got Wayne Rooney.
CJ brought a crew. He got the squad out.
The whole sedan is filled. I was going to say that. They had to take the baby seat out. Everybody got in the sedan.
They took the baby seat out, man. We were asking an Uber driver up here about what his preference was between cars, and he didn't really speak English, and he was just looking at us like we're crazy. Like, he was like, get out of my car.
That's mistake number one, trying to talk to you. Uber driver.
Everybody who makes the joke, like comedians, would be like, my Uber driver talked to me, they're not getting 5 stars. That never happens in New York.
Bro, it doesn't.
Them dudes just got here like 2 weeks ago.
I was asking the last Uber driver, was like, can I open his beer in the car? And he looked at me like he was going to snatch me up and throw me out. I'm like, dang, bro.
Also, this ain't the South. We got rules here. You can't drink in a car.
I'm like, just
regardless
say no.
of what seat you're in.
Yeah. I guess in Atlanta, like, everyone just does.
There's no rules in Atlanta, man.
It's mad chill. Yeah, it seems like there's less. I mean, New Yorkers are a bit more, like, uptight, high-strung. So the idea, like, I don't think you have to defend it. Like, we have to defend soccer so publicly, so often.
You say I have to, though. That sucks.
In Atlanta, they're just like, hey, man, if you're having a good time, go ahead and do it. You know, Atlanta's such a different place. Everyone's too relaxed. They can't take it. Someone says hello to you and they mean it. Nah, son, I want you to be mean. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to get a bacon and cheese.
People really don't say hi to you up here.
No. Like, no. On purpose, man. We busy. We late. We got to pay too much rent. We can't be out here talking to you.
I guess if you said hi to everyone, there'd be so many people you would like.
8.5 million people. You'd be there all day.
Yeah.
What, a Walmart greeter? Yeah. No, man, I need to go.
I gotta go.
I got work. I'm gonna be late talking to you.
So what's next in your like rap career? Like, is it? I know you mentioned writing. Do you specifically focus at the moment right now, like working with other people, collaborating, or are you focused on your own projects?
Yeah. So actually, I'm like a music hoarder.
Okay.
Because like I have so many songs that I just haven't released that I feel like I'll release it when the time's right.
Yeah.
But I have like a couple big features for some. I'm not going to name drop, but like some big West Coast artists because I'm starting to work like out there in like the Bay Area. Shout out to the Thizzler news outlet. They actually debuting the new video and they got like 700,000 YouTube subscribers.
That's crazy. So, yeah, good for you, man. Congrats.
Thank you, man. And that new song, Passports, it just came out like a couple of days ago.
It's on Spotify.
Yeah, yeah. It's great.
You heard it?
Yeah. I love the song.
Thank you, man.
Awesome. Yeah, everything you put out. There's a little bit, like I remember the first song I heard was that we played last week, an interlude inspired by alcohol.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
If somebody would have told me you were an Atlanta rapper, like, and I heard this song, I'd be like, no, he's not. No, he's probably from like New York, East Coast.
You have like a blend of like an Atlanta or New York flow. Yeah. Like, well, I guess we would consider New York flow, which is kind of similar to like how Drake.
That's
rhymes.
A compliment, though.
Yeah,
I
for sure.
It.
I mean, we could see it in like because I think the big rub against a lot of Atlanta acts in New York, or at least for a while, was like, oh, it's not just the slang. It doesn't seem like anything's really being said, or they can only ride that triplet beat. You seem like you vary. You can sort of use your skills. skills in all different facets in hip hop.
I just try to enunciate, because a lot of people in Atlanta, that's a lost art. It's called enunciation.
First time I heard Lil Baby, I'm like, I mean, is it my ears?
I mean, it's good. It's just like, it's a total different style, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And like up here, like people like Joey Badass, that's like really like, you know, people that actually got something to say, you know?
Yeah, he's like, Joey Badass seems like...
Can I tell you a Joey Badass story?
Yeah, go for it.
I'll tell you this. This is a weird story. I was in Chicago a couple years ago with my ex-girlfriend, and I went to go see a show with Joey Badass.
Oh, I know this story.
New Era was opening for Chance at like... This is before Chance was huge. And... The tour bus was outside. So
not your current girlfriend.
Not my current girlfriend.
Let's put that out there.
My ex. All right, she's my ex for a reason. Oh, you must find out.
Is it because of this story?
Nothing really. But look, it was just a ridiculous thing. Okay. So the tour bus is outside, and for her, she was with a friend who's from Chicago, and she was like, "I want to meet them. I want to meet Joey Badass, a couple of the other dudes that were there." Everybody from there, she was like, I got to meet them. So my ex-girlfriend was like, all right, like, you know, I'm not going to let you go by yourself. But so she knocked.
She said that.
She knocked her.
You were like,
I'm talking to say that. No, as a rapper.
Maybe you should let her go by herself.
As a rapper, I'm letting you know, because you know this experience from inside the tour bus. So she knocked on the tour bus. They opened the door, and she was like, her two pretty girls, they're like, can we come in? And they're like, sure. And then she goes,
you were like, all right, let's go in, lady.
Then she goes, can my boyfriend come in? They're like, hell no, no. So I'm like, I'm in a weird place. I'm like, and then my ex was in a weird place, because she's like, the girl wants to meet these rappers. She doesn't want to leave her by herself. Then I'm outside the tour bus. They go inside. So they're inside the tour bus, and I'm like a duck outside, just like a dummy. I'm like, yo, are you coming back out? What's going on? So I'm like waiting like 5-10 minutes. At that point, I'm like, look, if I don't do something, they're gonna just like, they're gonna get railed in there, right? They're just gonna have a good old time.
Oh, damn.
So
this story just got.
What do you think, they play Yahtzee on the tour bus?
I know what happens. Yeah, I know what happens on a tour bus.
Get out of here. It ain't just NBA 2K.
I've been like, that was very judgmental, bro. Like, damn.
I'm just,
why would they say no to the boys? He's too good at NBA 2K.
That's where my head's at. So I'm worried.
And he's worried where his head's at. Both of them.
So I'm worried. So then I'm texting him. I'm like, yo, it's been like, it was like 8 to 10 minutes.
Which
I'm like,
must have felt like an hour.
I'm like sweating, but I'm like, yo, this can't go on. So I'm like, yo, you guys got to get out of there. Like, it's crazy.
You caught him?
No, I didn't catch them. They weren't doing anything.
No, I'm saying you called them.
Oh, no, I was just texting them a bunch. Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't want to bother with them.
A bunch of angry faces.
Emoji. So, a picture of you starting to walk. Look, I'm that far away now. I mean it. I'm going to leave you. I swear to God. You getting tested tomorrow.
It was a Facebook Live I was doing. So
I would introduce myself like, oh, hello, Joey Badass. I'm Alexis Goodnick.
So then...
Please don't fuck my girl.
So they ended up coming out, and my ex's friend was mad. She was like, "Yo, I wanted to stay there." I'm like, "No, you can't." So
put your skirt back on. So we need to go home.
So the weird thing was, she finally told me what happened inside, and they were just like, they were mostly flirting, they were like smoking, they were just having a good time. And then I was like, yo, what the hell happened in there? And then she was saying like, oh, that, I think it was Joey Badass or somebody else. And he was like, they were asking, because she's Pakistani, right? That was Max. And she was like, oh, I'm Pakistani. And he says, I don't know if we have to bleep this or whatever.
We're putting it on.
Probably not.
But this is all live. I mean, they all got their phones up.
She goes, oh, I'm Pakistani. He goes, what that pussy tastes like?
No, he didn't. Say you swear. That's so disrespectful.
First question.
Oh my God.
Now, yo, is your family alright? Now, yo, that's where Osama was. Nothing. Which, you know, it wouldn't matter what she answered. Where you from? Flint, Michigan. I wonder what that pussy is. I wonder if it's good to drink.
So that's like that's the water. My Joey Badass.
Man,
story.
He cut right to the chase.
Yes, he did.
Right.
And you were trying to say that's not what went down.
They might have been playing. Yes, bro. I feel like they might have been playing FIFA too.
Yeah, I know where they were gonna put the dice in, yeah.
just a question, but that's yeah, that's my Joey Badass.
That's his Joey Badass story. I don't have one. I don't have one either. Me neither.
I'm actually kind of glad after that story.
Wow. Me too. Next time I see a Joey Badass tour bus, I'm gonna say, baby girl, we need to go the other way. We gotta make two more lefts.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
So
damn, Joey.
So instead of that, what is you were saying about the future? What's for 2019? What's CJ Green gonna be dropping? Are you gonna be like once a month putting out something? Yeah. Are you gonna put out an album?
So I actually am trying to get. Normally I do independent, but this one single is like crazy big, and it's coming up soon, and we're trying to get like a single deal. So I have some meetings out in LA to go like pitch it to some labels.
Let's do it because I
don't want to do like a big one, like a, you know, where they get you in like that 360
deal
or whatever. Those be killing you, man. It's
you
hard
sell
to get
a
out.
Shirt. There's just a bunch of guys going to give you money for that shirt.
You basically sold the shirt off your own body.
Yeah,
like,
100%.
Yeah.
You ain't lying.
And then I think I'm going to do like I have like a little EP that I'm just trying to figure out the right time. But I think I'm doing a short film for that, which is going to be crazy. Yeah, it's going to be like.
You mentioned you have a lot of music just cataloged.
Yeah,
like,
so much.
How do you decide
which one?
What to put out? Yeah, like, do you try to go like, I know like old school, you would do like an album was like a vibe, right?
Yeah.
But now, since people just kind of pick and choose, it's more like a playlist. It is an album.
It is.
Are you trying to pick something specifically like views or something, like where it was like a whole thing?
Yeah.
Or are you just trying to put out music that you just like a bunch of hits?
So I'm the type of way, I feel like it's more of like artistry if you can make everything flow together. Like, you know how some people will do skits in between that like link every song? Like, I'm a big fan of that. Like, Tory Lanez had a really good project a couple years ago where he did the skits in between and everything was like a movie. It was like listening to a movie.
Just a mad rapper.
Yeah.
Mad rapper?
Yeah.
Diddy Bell
reference.
Yeah. No, they were
Diddy for a while.
They were great. Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Diddy smelled them.
He said, whatever.
True story. We'll tell you that one.
He smiled twice?
Smelled them.
He smelled me. It's a long story.
He actually asked Christian where you're from and he said, I didn't know if you were going to let me get the whole thing out. He knew exactly.
Y'all are wild, man.
We told you we're comedians.
Yeah, y'all are funny.
We want to apologize to Kuchikuchiku and his dad listening.
Oh, my God.
We had someone leave a review. He's a kid who listens in a car with his dad. So I just want to apologize to him now.
In Atlanta.
He was in Atlanta?
Yeah.
#5 stars
For you, man.
Let's get him and his dad to a concert.
Yeah, maybe.
Right? You doing shows?
Let me know. Yeah, I haven't in a while, but I'm about to.
All right, no doubt. How do you, you saw the game on Sunday, obviously.
Yeah, I wanted to be there so bad.
Yeah, against the Red Bulls. How do you feel about Atlanta possibly going to MLS Cup? It looks like it's there. And what would MLS Cup, winning MLS Cup, mean for Atlanta already in the second year?
Well, we always blow everything. So
that's the Hawks fan that I'm coming right
now. No, that's the Falcons fan.
That's true.
Yeah, like my man over there, Patriots fan. So
all right, New York Giants out here. Yeah. All right,
Deflategate, baby.
Man, got a tattooed on my arm.
Yeah. So I'm saying, like, I like the way we played in the first leg, like a 3-0 lead, especially with no away goals. I feel like that's almost bigger than scoring the third, is keeping them at zero, because you know away goals are really important, especially in
really
aggregates.
Yeah.
But I feel like we did great. But I don't want to say anything about it.
You're going to be mad at Atlanta about it. Not until the check clears.
Yeah.
Oh, we ain't talking about it until the check clears.
We need that check to clear.
Yeah.
There's an argument. 9-2-9, the game, which we were on when we were down there.
Yeah.
We were on there.
We're
on there.
Yeah.
They're great. We were with Hugh Douglas.
Big Hugh.
Yeah, Big Hugh.
They're not going to be happy about the way you talked about the Hawks.
No.
They're not.
We'll go back on there and defend ourselves because we're going to be down there for MLS Cup. But what they said, somebody on there said that they don't think Atlanta United is big enough that if they win, that they would get a parade down Peachtree, right? That's the street.
Okay. There's like 100 Peachtree Streets. So.
Oh, that's true. That's like your Canyon of Heroes. Like, we got the Canyon of Heroes up here. What do you think? You think Atlanta United wins? You think they get a parade?
We better. They have to. Because, I mean, so many people are just going to be outside anyway. It's basically a parade, you know?
Just some guys in suits. Like, what's happening?
And everyone's going to be drunk. Everyone.
Yeah. Oh, you are perpetually. I don't know how y'all drive.
You pray.
Yeah. That's true.
All right. So we got to wrap up. So CJ's going to do a little bit of just maybe spit a verse for us. I will do that.
Check that out on our YouTube channel.
Yeah.
We're going to find a room to do that in. Where can people find you? Where can people listen to your stuff? And what can people look out for coming up next?
Okay. So mainly I'm on Instagram. I actually deleted my Twitter and Snapchat because I felt like it was just annoying because I don't have a manager right now. It's just too much.
Yeah,
my Instagram, though, is @CJ Green, though. So CJ Green and T-H-O, and that's my Instagram. I have a bunch of songs. Mainly I use Spotify because I feel like they really just it's the best platform, I think.
Yeah.
It's the easiest. And then I have some videos on YouTube too. But okay. Everything should come up CJ Green.
Yeah, check it out. The song specifically that where you're wearing the Atlanta United gear,
it's
called An Interlude Inspired by Alcohol, which it's just a great song. The new song Passport's great. Refreshing. And then I love this. We just need more people in hip-hop supporting soccer, and as comedians we need more comedians supporting soccer, but thank you for just contributing to that culture,
being a part of the culture.
I appreciate it.
Cheers, brother.
I don't know what that was.
I was just I couldn't I didn't want to knock the mic over.
But I appreciate
so we usually do this thing on the way out. You'll know exactly what we do. We yell Cooligans. You'll know exactly when to do it. You're gonna be in it. You want to do it?
So for CJ Green, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros, and together what are we?
The Cooligans!